Welcome to the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm your host of this show, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. This is the summer edition. Today, I will be welcoming Tricia McDade to the show. Tricia is the president of the Yarscliff Fair 2026, and the fair starts this Thursday, August 27th, and runs to Sunday, August 30th. We'll be talking to her about the fair, the tradition behind the fair, volunteers, what's going on, the schedule, singers, etc. But first, let's hear a song by Andrew Hyatt, Canadian artist. Andrew is coming to the fair. Catch his concert on Saturday night. And we'll hear the song called On Me.
Like wings on a plane, you got me flying, I'm flying. Like a diamond on a ring, look at you shining, you're shining. You know what you're doing, the way you make me lose it. It ain't just the music, it's on girl, no it's on girl. You got your hands on me, your eyes on me, I don't mind you spilling that drink on me. Next one's on me, yeah, the night's on me. Girl, I'm all about you. And the way you move it a little closer, laying your head on my shoulder, it looks good on me, yeah. So if I fall for you, well, that's on me. Damn you, girl, my head's spinning, it's spinning. Didn't mean to do it, but you did it, you did it. My attention, yeah, you got it. No two ways about it. It ain't just the music, it's on girl, no it's on girl. You got your hands on me, your eyes on me. I don't mind you spilling that drink on me. Next one's on me, hell and that's on me. Girl, I'm all about you. Laying your head on my shoulder, it looks good on me, yeah. So if I fall for you, well that's on me. Yeah, baby, I can lie, blame it on the night of that disco ball lighting up your eyes. I can say it ain't true, I ain't falling for you. Hey, what am I gonna do? You got your hands on me, your eyes on me. I don't mind you spilling that drink on me. Next one's on me, hell and that's on me. Girl, I'm all about you. And the way you move it a little closer, laying your head on my shoulder, looks good on me, yeah. So if I fall for you, that's on me.
Today we're going to be talking about the Yarscliff Fair. It's one of the Eastern Township's most beloved traditions. The Yarscliff Fair taking place August 27th through to the 30th. The Yarscliff Fair has a remarkable history dating back to 1845, and nearly two centuries later, it continues to bring together families, farmers, exhibitors, artisans, and visitors from throughout the townships. This year's four-day fair will feature everything you'd expect from a great agricultural fair: livestock competitions and judging, poultry and small animals, horticultural and crafts, agricultural machinery, a petting zoo, and plenty of activities for families. There will also be midway rides, music, harness racing, and the always popular truck pulls. But keeping a fair like this alive takes an enormous amount of work, dedication, and community spirit. And that's what we're going to talk about today. both the tradition behind the Aerescliffe Fair and its future. So joining me is Tricia McDade, president of the Aerescliffe Fair for 2026. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really happy to be interviewing Tricia McDade, and this is about the Aerescliffe Fair that is coming up very soon, August 27th, and runs until the 30th. So welcome, Tricia.
Well, thanks, Maureen. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Last year, I believe you were the vice president. What role do you play this year in the fair?
Well, this year I'm the president, hey?
Oh, that's good. Congratulations. It's a great fair. What can people Thank expect you. From this year's fair, 2026 Aerescliffe Fair?
Well, we have some new programming this year. We have the Eastern Township Wrestling Association is going to be coming on Saturday, and they'll be putting on a show for us. We also have a K-pop band coming to please all of our teenagers, so that'll be fun on Sunday. We also have our truck pull, we have our truck pull on Sunday like usual, but we also have a horse pull on Sunday as well.
Now, the fair has an extraordinary history going all the way back to 1845. What does that history mean to the people of Aerescliffe and the surrounding eastern townships, do you think?
I think we look at it, it's our community's fair. And a lot of our exhibitors and volunteers have a history. Their family history is related to our fair. It's something that most people that I talk to, it's the thing that they do every year with their family. If you can't make it to, like, it's a place where you see friends and family that you know sometimes you don't get a chance to see over the year, and it's a safe, family-centered fair, and I think we all love it.
Mm-hmm. For sure, it's always a great fair. Now, this really is an agricultural fair at heart. Why is it so important today to showcase agriculture and the people who work in that industry?
Well, I think sometimes they're the forgotten heroes, you know, like everything comes from the supermarket. We are some people, like especially people that live in the cities, forget that, you know, everything that they eat, you know, comes from farming. It's important for kids to see where eggs come from, like how they get their milk. Like just across the board, and it's a kind of an opportunity to celebrate and our farmers. And for the farmers to show off a little bit, yeah.
It is. Now, for someone who has never been to the Aerescliffe Fair before, makes the fair different from other fairs?
I think it has just about everything, you know, but it's not a big town show, you know. It's a safe place. It's there for our community and for our families. And I guess it's like really focused for kids, so that they can, you know, they can kind of run around. They can see all the animals. And our fair is not just a horse show. It's not just a truck pull. I think it has everything.
Now, it's not just about agriculture. There's midway rides, games and activities for children, a petting zoo, and music and entertainment. What have you planned for families this year?
Let's see. What do we have? Well, we have the petting zoo. That's always a lot of fun and very, very popular. We also have like our local artist tent that has a lot of really great local musicians that are playing as well. And I think most of the kids, like, you know, it's all about the rides.
There will also be truck pulls and harness racing. Now, those are events that have been they have a very loyal following. What do you think keeps people coming back to watch them year after year?
The harness racing, it's one of the few racetracks still functioning in the province. And it's one of, you can't watch it, you know, like online. So you have to be there. And I've been told by other people that when they go to other racetracks, everyone's watching a screen or the TV. And here everyone's in the grandstand and they're getting into it and they're yelling and cheering on for their favorite horse. And it's just electric. It's super, super fun. And for the truck pulls, well, everybody likes things that make a lot of noise. And, you know, the chance that it can break is always exciting, too.
Now, music is an important part of the fair as well. Who are some of the performers people can look forward to this year?
We have Phil Lazon. He's coming on Friday, and Andrew Hyatt on Saturday. And then we also have our local artist tent. Of course, after both Friday and Saturday night, you can see Slightly Haggard in the Recreation Center. We have Ron Hazelton. We have Austin City Limits. We also have Sure Before that's playing on Thursday. On Saturday, we have Shanty and the Rods. Night Shift is also playing. And Amy Jones, who's a local favorite, is playing on Saturday at 11. We also have the Porter family, another really, really big family favorite, is playing on Sunday at 11. Tyler Como and Highway 10, they're an amazing bluegrass band. They're playing on Sunday afternoon. And then we have 19 Stone, which is an AC/DC cover band, and they're playing on Sunday after. So that's going to be fun.
Sounds like quite the lineup. Now, I understand there are also artisans, vendors, and demonstrations. How important are local artists, craftspeople, and small businesses to the fair?
Very, very important. I think it's important that all of those, that everyone is that's local is, you know, has an opportunity to show what they're doing, to, you know, promote their work. And it's a, for me, especially the artists and the artisans, we want to see them kind of get a little bit of notice and bring them to, a bigger audience.
Mm-hmm. Now, the fair attracts tens of thousands of visitors. What does an event of this size mean economically and socially for Aerscliffe and the surrounding area?
I would think that it would, be really beneficial, but I'm not a local business person, so I really couldn't tell you. I'd have to ask one of our directors to see. But I know that the grocery store looks full, the restaurants look full during the fair, so I think it's good.
Mm-hmm. Definitely good. Now, putting on a four-day agricultural fair of this size must require an enormous amount of work. How many volunteers about are involved behind the scenes?
Over 200 and under 250.
Wow, that is a lot.
And they're almost all from our community. And the majority of them come every year.
That is great. Okay. What is the biggest challenge in keeping a historic fair like this going in 2026? Is it becoming harder to find volunteers, exhibitors, or younger people interested in agriculture?
I think we might have a different situation than other fairs. There's just been such a history of volunteerism with our fair. And, people start, as soon as they're legally able to, they're helping. And they just keep coming back every year. We've started a position for a junior director. And you would think that, the people wouldn't be all that interested. But we're getting several. We have more submissions than we had anticipated. And I think that for our fair, there's such a commitment and love and passion for it that that our youth and our young people are stepping up to the plate.
That is really good to hear that younger families and young agricultural exhibitors are getting involved. Now, you've been involved with the fair for many years. What keeps you personally coming back and putting so much time into it?
Well, my French isn't great. And so it's the best way for me to serve my community. And I started with the Horticultural Society. And you just kind of become a family. Everybody, is there for each other. It's a really supportive group of people. And, when you see other people working so hard, it makes you want to work hard too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it's kind of became my home away from home.
Now, for people who want to make a full day of it, what would you recommend they see first and what should they absolutely not miss?
Oh, well, okay. Well, I love horses. So if you could come on Saturday, of course, the races are amazing. There's the rides. And then we have our, the six pole hitch with the heavy horses. Happens after the races, and it's so great. It's just amazing to see. When those horses start jingling down the track, like it's almost like the earth shakes. And, you have to go into the horticulture building and see those, all the beautiful flowers. It's just an amazing space. Looking at all the artwork and the crafts that go into the ladies' department. It's like everything. It's a full day event, and you know, you'll probably still miss something, but you should probably go on the Ferris wheel, and that's always awesome.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about admission? What are the admission prices this year, and what does admission include?
Well, admission includes everything, except for, of course, your food and games or whatever. But it gives you access to all the rides and all the entertainment. So kids for 5 years and under are free at all times. Thursday, it's at $12. Friday, children 6 to 12, it's $10. And 13 years and up is $25. Saturday, it's $30. Sunday, it's $25. And you can get a weekend pass for $70.
Okay, definitely reasonable. Now, after all the work that goes into putting this event together, what is the moment during the fair weekend when you stop and think, this is why we did it?
For me, it's usually Sunday during the truck pulls, after the raffle's done, and all my work's done. I don't have to do anything. And so I'll sit and watch the truck pulls with some of the other directors and some friends. And then I just love to see those monster trucks just boom and all the smoke cover your ears.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, finally, if you could give our listeners one reason to come to the Aerescliffe Fair this year, what would it be?
Well, if there's one reason, it's to help support your local fair. Give your kids a chance to, make a family tradition with yourselves so that it's something that you can do together and in a safe community environment and just go out and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Anything we left out that you'd like to add before we go, Tricia?
Well, we are trying to do a better job with our recycling program. So if you have any garbage, please put it in the right barrel.
Okay, that is definitely good advice. Okay, we've been talking with Tricia McDade. She is the president of the Aerescliffe Fair. The Aerescliffe Fair coming up, it's on from August 27th to 30th. Thanks very much, Tricia, and looking forward to the fair.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there too, Maureen.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And next up, we have some community events for you. On Saturday, August 29th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., there will be a community garage sale at the Brookberry Community Center, located at 571 Brookberry Road in Barrie. Tables are still available to rent for $12. Please call Brenda by Friday the 28th at 819-884-5984. That's Brenda at 819-884-5984. And at the Hut, the ANAF Unit 318 in Lenoxville, we have Sid Aulis playing music for dancing and just listening to music. Every Sunday starts at 1:30 p.m. and it goes to 5:30 p.m. You must be 18 years and over and admission is charged. And don't forget Farm Fest coming up at the Cookshire Fairgrounds. That happens on September 12th. Fun for the whole family. Starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 11 a.m. It's to raise awareness for Huntington's disease. There's music on the hour, games for kids, harvest festival theme, hay rides, face painting, there's a scientist booth, vendors, a petting zoo, and poultry judging. So again, that happens on September 12th, only $10 entry and fun for the whole family. And we've got the 25th edition of Rendezvous Howard. That is coming up in Howard's Park in Sherbrooke from the 4th to the 6th of September. It's a Friday, 17 hours to 20 hours, and Saturday and Sunday, 11 hours to 17 hours, and it's free to get onto the grounds.
You ain't made for college towns, this place ain't meant to leave. The best days of your life stop right here at 17. Don't waste your time, just walk the line, no point in chasing dreams, yeah. You'll talk about your glory days with your buddies at the bar. Be just another used to be
that didn't get that far. If I was you, I'd park that truck and stay right where I am in Neverland. And maybe I'll just crash and burn and fall flat on my face. For me, it ain't the finish line, it's all about the race. Like that, when I get back to Neverland. Yeah, they might make fun of all your California dreams, but you'll never see the ocean from a farm in Tennessee. Sometimes you gotta trust your heart and hope they understand. Crash and burn and fall flat on my face. For me it ain't the finish line, it's all about the race. And I don't wanna be another shoulda, coulda, been. I wanna be the one that gave it all he had. Show 'em all that you can, just like that, when I get back to Neverland. Flat on my face. For me it ain't the finish line, it's all about the race. And I don't wanna be another shoulda, coulda, been. I wanna be the one that gave it all he had. Show them all that you can, just like that. Be the man that I am when I get back to Neverland.
We just heard another song from country artist Andrew Hyatt, who will be performing at the Yarriscliffe Fair this Saturday, and the song was Neverland. And next up, we have some health news, and it's going to be with Ted Silver today here on the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM.
This is a CJMQ health update. Pediatricians are calling for better tracking of injuries involving e-scooters and e-bikes after new Canadian data showed a significant number of serious injuries and deaths among young people. A survey of pediatricians in 2025 identified 48 serious cases. That included 26 kids who spent more than 2 days in hospital and 12 who ended up in intensive care. Doctors say there were also 10 deaths involving powered personal transportation devices. E-scooters were the most common device involved. Nearly half of the injuries were to the head, while about 40% involved arms or legs. Doctors say as these devices become more popular, they're seeing more injuries, and they're warning that fatalities could also increase. That's the latest health update on 88.9 The Cube.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. And I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. I want to thank my guest on the show today, Tricia McDade, president of the Yarriscliffe Fair. The fair starts on Thursday, August 27th and goes to Sunday, August 30th. And it's good fun for the whole family. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will close with a song called Crazy Love. And it's by local bluegrass band Tyler Como and Highway 10. And the song is a live version.
How can they so wrong me in this great heart?